The next patient is Douglas Hurd, H-U-R-D. First name, D-O-U-G-L-A-S. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old male patient of the Miss Mary Josephic, J-O-S-E-F-Y-K, A-P-R-N, that was referred to this office because of the evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a significant history of obstructive nephropathy. He has a history of prostate cancer 5 years ago that was treated at that time with the surgery and radiation therapy. The patient has had transplantation of the left ureter because of his stenosis. And the patient has some hydronephrotic changes in the left side. Later on, he was found with the metastasis of the prostate cancer, and he has been receiving Lupron in combination with bicalutamide, bicalutamide, period. There is evidence of improvement of the condition. Recently, he underwent a cystoscopy, and also a treatment from the obstruction that he had in the urinary bladder. And apparently, ever since the surgery was done, the urinary flow has improved and he's feeling much better. Today, the patient comes for a follow-up. The sodium is on March the 5th of 2024, 142, the potassium 4.9, the chloride 106, the CO2 24, the creatinine down 1.34, the BUN is 27, and the estimated EFR went up to 55 mLs per minute. The patient has a busy urinary sediment as expected due to the amount of procedures that he has been undergone. He has positive white blood cells in the urine more than 50, RBCs 5 to 10. The patient has a cloudy appearance with a leukocyte stearase that is elevated and 1 plus protein. In the determination of the protein in the urine is 50 with a creatinine of 1.21. It's consistent with the perhaps 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine in terms of protein, period. However, we have to keep in mind that this is an abnormal urinary sediment, an abnormal urine. We're going to use a 24-hour urine for creatinine clearance and protein for the next visit in order to have a better reading and make a good recommendation. Following number, the patient potassium that was elevated at one time has come down to normal. Following number, the patient is not anemic. He has a hemoglobin of 13.3 and a hematocrit of 40.5. In summary, the urological procedure that was performed helped the urinary flow. The serum creatinine has improved pending its evaluation of the true proteinuria that will be done through a 24-hour urine creatinine clearance and protein. We're going to reevaluate the case at the end of June. I spent 8 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.